time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we've been talking for some time now about how God sees us, who we are to Him. And our statement that we're looking at today is that God sees us as branches. A little different, I understand, but the message comes from our scripture verse today from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 17. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do as I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other." May God add a blessing to the hearing of his word. So we are branches, and Jesus is the vine. And in this relationship that we have with Jesus, he feeds us. He gives us the energy and the strength to go ahead and do the things he would have us do, which is to bear fruit. There was a story I was looking at about an old farmer who had an orchard. And one day as he was walking out in his orchard, he walked up to one of his trees and he said to his tree, "It's been a long time since you have borne any fruit." The tree says to the farmer, "But look at me. My roots are strong. My trunk is wide and sturdy. My branches are strong and powerful." The farmer said to him, "But you haven't borne any fruit." The tree said, "Well, I have borne fruit in the past. And when I did, it just took all my energy because I was putting my energy into the fruit. And it was beautiful fruit. You remember it. It was beautiful fruit, but it just took the energy from me. And my branches drooped and my leaves drooped. And some of my branches would just snap under the weight of the fruit that I bore." And the farmer says, "Yes, but now you're not bearing any fruit." The tree said, "Well, I've had this experience of bearing the fruit, and it was bad. It was bad for me to bear the fruit. What do you expect from me?" The farmer said, "Well, now I expect you to bear good firewood." We have a choice as to what we bear. And it is true that the act of bearing fruit weakens the branches because you're putting energy into it. I know where we used to live, I don't know so much from fruit trees, but we had a lot of rose bushes. And when we took care of the rose bushes, we clipped branches down, we clipped the branches. Were they vines? They weren't really vines. Little sticks coming out of the ground that have the flowers on them. When you trim them short, they make bigger flowers. They're bigger and fuller. And if you cut the old dead flowers off, more flowers come in because the plant can funnel the energy where it needs to in order to make the flowers. There were some plants that were larger. What? Canes. Okay, canes. There were some of these rose bushes that were larger, and had lots and lots of flowers, but those ones had very tiny roses. But there were a few that would like have one or two roses over the course of a year, but they were big and bright and strong, but it took trimming back. So sometimes that needs to be done. They are things that need to be cared for, and God does that for us. That's part of the relationship that he's in with us, is he trims us. He sometimes cuts off the parts that aren't really producing. And if we get to a point where we're not producing fruit, we're cut back even further. The question is, what does this mean, producing fruit? There's a lot of things people have said about producing fruit. It's like, oh, well, fruit has seeds in it. So when you're producing fruit, what you're doing is you're planting those seeds in other people for them to possibly believe. And yet that's one thing, but I wanted to look at what Scripture says specifically about fruit for us. I'm just going to point out, first of all, the first thing you're going to think about with Scripture and fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. Well, that's something a little different. We'll probably get to that one of these days. But right now, we're looking at the fruit we produce, not the fruit that the Spirit produces. This is our fruit. And then specifically in, again, from today's lesson, verses 8 through 12, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. But as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love, I have told you this, that my joy may be in you and that you may be complete. We bear fruit in one way here, as it talks about here, by showing that we are disciples of Christ. And the better we're able to show ourselves as being a disciple of Christ shows that we are better fruit bearers by living the example. I remember once a long time ago, I think I was a kid. I'm pretty sure I was a kid. And I remember somebody making a statement to me once. I think I was doing something like holding a door open for somebody. You know, one of those things your parents just teach you you're supposed to do. I was holding a door open for someone, and the man who walked through the door looked at me and said, "Well, that's mighty Christian of you." I thought I was just being polite. "That's mighty Christian of you." You see, in our actions, we apparently show who we are, and who we are being disciples of Christ, being followers of Christ. I remember when I became a pastor, the first service I had the pleasure of doing was an Ash Wednesday service at the little church down in Bellevue where we were. And I did it really early in the morning so people could come in and receive their ashes on their way to work and then go to work and they'd have their ashes all day. And I remember I went to work after doing that at my day job at the bank. And I really wasn't thinking about it that much, but I was wearing the clergy shirt, the black clergy shirt with the little collar. And I didn't go home and change. I just didn't think about it. And I remember that day as I got to work, I was getting funny looks and not really thinking about it until there was this one young man who worked there. He stopped me and he said, "You know, if I saw anybody else around here wearing that shirt, I'd wonder. But you, I believe it." I took that as a compliment, and I hope he meant it as a compliment, but I really took that as a compliment because the fruit is showing. As we live our lives as his disciples, it shows. In John chapter 12, verses 23 through 26, Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his own life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it. While the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." We bear fruit through self-sacrifice. I mean, certainly we don't live in a culture where it's really necessary for us to die for Christ. You know, certainly in the days of the early church, people died for Christ, but this is, you know, 21st century United States of America. There aren't martyrs showing up these days, but we are still expected to sacrifice. We are still expected to sacrifice. Perhaps time. perhaps effort, perhaps monies, to give ourselves to other people, to spend time, to do things for people that we might be able to do for them. It might be as simple as prayer. It might be as simple as having a conversation over a cup of coffee, spending some time. We have an opportunity to give of ourselves and so produce fruit. It says, as a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed, but when it dies, it produces more. And it's like there was a kind of social movement going on years ago where they were encouraging people to perform random acts of kindness. I don't know if anybody's, you know, certainly somebody has done something nice for you and you appreciate it. Certainly, it makes us feel good when something nice is done for us. Does it not also help us, encourage us to do something nice for someone else? And it goes on in a cycle. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 35, Jesus says, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, who are evil, say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, but an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. It's what's in our hearts that produces good fruits as well. And it shows. What's in our heart truly shows. We as Christians are expected to have this joy, this peace that surpasses all understanding. And sometimes we don't let it show. Sometimes we don't practice that peace. Do any of you know somebody who can just walk into a room and suddenly the room is a much brighter place? We all know somebody like that. And we also know somebody who can leave a room and the room is a much brighter place. You see, a person's joy comes from the inside. It's what's in our hearts that produces the fruit. They say that smiles are infectious. And the fact that we are able to, through what's just inside of us, maybe just the smile on our face, can brighten a person's day. As disciples of Christ, sacrificing for other people and showing what is inside of us, that is where the fruit is born. Showing that love. There was a story about a man in prison, a Christian man in the prison who had received word that there was going to be a Bible study out by the softball field at the picnic tables on a certain day at a certain time. So he got his Bible and he went out to the picnic tables. And he was always the first one there. So, of course, he was the first one there this time. And after a little while, some of the Muslims started showing up. Apparently, it wasn't a Bible study they were having. They were planning on having a Quran study at that particular time in that particular place. There were about four Muslims standing around this guy, and they started giving him a hard time just because he was a Christian. And the fact that he was outnumbered by these men made him very concerned. So he began to pray for protection. He turned his heart to God and he said, Lord, please, please protect me. I'm in a situation here where I'm just not safe. Please protect me. Well, soon his prayer changed from protect me to please, Lord, give me an opportunity to show these men your love. And his prayer was answered. A foul-tipped softball came flying over the wall and hit one of the Muslim men in the face, breaking his nose. Blood started just gushing out of this man's nose. Well, in Islamic tradition, the Quran is a very sacred book, and to defile it with blood is a horrible and heinous sin. So the other Muslim men, rather than trying to aid their brother, were protecting their Qurans. They protected their books from the blood that was coming out of this man's nose. He's in pain, he's in agony, he's bleeding, and none of his friends are helping him. But the Christian man leaves his Bible behind because he knows, even though it's God's word, it's a book and he can get another one. He picks up the bleeding man and carries him to the prison infirmary, all the while telling him, you're going to be all right. Jesus loves you. You're going to be all right. It's what's inside of us that comes out. It is our sacrifice for others. It is showing people that we are disciples of Christ. That is how we bear fruit. That is what makes faith grow in others. It multiplies. It grows. We simply need to remember that we will only grow if we are attached to the vine, Jesus Christ. If we are fed from the vine, our roses quit growing when we snip them off. They don't grow anymore. You put it in all the water you want to, it's not going to grow anymore. A bud might open up, but it's going to wither and die. It has to grow, it has to stay on the vine. We will be pruned, parts will be cut back, but we stay attached. We show who we are. We let that come out. We let that which is in us come out. We sacrifice. That's part of showing it. We love one another. It was funny, back in the spring, in the Kairos program, in part of our training, we do a foot washing service. And one of the ministers said to me, "Well, what's your take on foot washing?" I said, "Well, I always kind of saw foot washing as like the forgotten sacrament, you know, because it's one of those things that Jesus told us to do, but we kind of forget to do it." He said, "Well, yeah, Jesus also told us to love one another, and we kind of forget to do that sometimes too, don't we? We show we're his disciples. We let the good in us come out. We sacrifice. We love one another. We bear fruit. It is what God commands of us. It is what he expects of us. Us, the branches of his vine. Amen.
Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your..."
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word for today is fruit, for we as the branches of the vine are fruit bearers. We do this by living our lives. We do this every day. Truth is, you will bear fruit, hopefully good fruit. If not, then bad fruit. We show ourselves to be Christ's disciples, and hopefully we do a good job at that. Hopefully we represent him well as we show our love for one another, as what's inside of us comes out through sacrifice, through personal sacrifice. Through this love, we draw people to Christ. I was talking with somebody about this kind of thing not too long ago, and I asked him the question, because this was a young man who's very good at arguing, and he likes to debate churchy things. And I asked them the question, how many people do you personally know who have come to Christ because they were argued into it, because somebody yelled at them enough? He couldn't point to a single example. We come to Christ through love. We show that, and we have borne fruit. This service is over. Go from this place and be blessed, my dear fruit bearers. Amen.